In late March, the Berkshire Mall, currently owned by the New York-based Cohan Retail Investment Group, closed for almost a week due to a power outage. The mall, built in Lanesboro, Massachusetts in 1988, has been hemorrhaging occupants for years, with stores like Sears, JCPenney, and Best Buy closing their locations in the 700,000-square-foot retail center. As its star continues to dim as an economic magnet for the region, WAMC spoke with One Berkshire president and CEO Jonathan Butler about the mall's significance for the county's economy.
Historically, the Berkshire Mall obviously was a relatively significant destination on the retail front. With its transitions over the last 10 years, it's really become obviously less of a player just because of there being fewer stores there, and those transitions have been well documented. I think right now, I look at the Berkshire Mall as a transitional property where we really have to figure out if it's going to be able to, revitalize itself as a mall or if we need to be talking about other opportunities.
When you talk about other opportunities, what do you think that property could be ultimately?
Well, there's a lot of different vantage points that one could take in talking about what the Berkshire Mall could be. I think, regardless of who you ask, there's suggestions that merit discussion. From our vantage point, there's a lot of different things there that would make sense, but I think one of the things that we would point to is there's constant demand in the Berkshires for a commercial industrial property that is clean, that has access to the needed infrastructure, that has access to Route 7, Route 8, Route 2, major corridors. And I think when we kind of piece together what some of the demand is in our economy in the Berkshires and what that property could offer at the mall, it seems to be one of the areas that we need to investigate.
Is there a concern that if the mall was to close, it would direct more consumers to malls in, say, Albany or Holyoke?
I think right now what's happening in the country is sort of it's obviously the footprint that retail centers like malls that are predominantly, large box consumer retailers and then also, a variety of different chain outlets really have been replaced by e-commerce. That's kind of the transition we're seeing in our economy. That's not unique to the Berkshires. That's happening nationally. So ultimately, I really feel like that's what's going to displace that particular access point for consumers. However, I think that the convenience that a mall added where you can actually go and you can try on clothing and you can view products was something that was long enjoyed by residents here in the Berkshires. Unfortunately, for those of us living kind of in rural America, any rural regions, that's transitioning to more of an electronic commerce model. And I think, the Berkshires were really no different than anywhere else.
In the Berkshires, what has risen up to sort of replace the role the mall has filled beyond just e-commerce? Is there any sort of local response to the mall becoming less of a central location for commerce in the county?
Yes, I would say look no further than our downtowns. If you looked at when the mall was really in its heyday in the 1990s, and at the same time you took a look at what our downtowns looked like in North Adams, in Great Barrington, in Pittsfield, in Lee, those communities were not thriving in the way that they are right now. There's still more progress that can be made in our downtowns, but they've become, once again, centers of activity, destinations for foot traffic, whether it be residents or visitors. But there's a lot more activity going on in our downtowns, and that's something that I think we're all pretty optimistic about in terms of the future of our economy.
So what's really at stake here should the mall close?
You don't want to see businesses close or businesses have to go through difficult decision-making processes, but I think because there's not really a presence of anchor stores at the mall right now, aside from Target and the cinemas, we've reached a point where, we have to have a hard conversation around whether or not we should continue to pursue that model. I think that our downtowns right now have filled some niche in terms of, being a destination for people that live here, being a destination for foot traffic, providing a lot of the services and some of the retail products that the mall once did within its footprint. So I think it's really part of a larger discussion as we look at the natural transition and kind of evolution of our economy here in the Berkshires. I don't think we have to view the trajectory the mall's on as a bad thing. I think we can look at it as a turning point where, as other good things are happening in the Berkshires, we just have to identify, what the next life of the mall is going to be and support that.
Do you have any sense of the impact it would have on a community like Lanesboro, which doesn't really have the sort of downtown you were describing, like, say, a North Adams or a Pittsfield or even a Lee?
Yeah, I think we're all very conscious of that. I mean, clearly, all of our smaller communities are in a position where, putting together their municipal budgets and dealing with their public education responsibilities annually are a challenge. We see that, north, south, central, all throughout the Berkshires. in the case of Waynesboro, I think it's, you know, it's the job of organizations like us, and it's the job of, you know, the business community and the leadership community to work with Waynesboro to identify the next best reuse of the mall property. And as we talked about earlier in this conversation, I think there's some real options that could, you know, ultimately replenish that tax revenue and put the community of Waynesboro into a position where they have some, you know, they can create some long-term expectations for that property that'll be predictable for their municipal budget process without having to go through this continuous unknown with this mall property.
I talked to a Brooklyn businessman who wants to possibly turn the JCPenney at the mall into a marijuana production facility. Is that kind of opportunity the kind of thing you could see the mall space evolving into?
It certainly could be. As I said, I think a, you know, commercial industrial space is definitely coveted here in the Berkshires. Some of that space has transitioned well into marijuana cultivation, even marijuana retail here in the Berkshires. We've seen a few examples of it with businesses that are already doing very well in this new economy. So is there a role to play for the Berkshire Mall in the larger marijuana economy in the Berkshires? I think it's absolutely a good conversation to have. And, you know, among other opportunities, it should be one that's considered and vetted and, you know, given every opportunity it can to, you know, to prove whether or not it's a good next step.
Has One Berkshire been in touch with the owners of the Berkshire Mall?
We've never really had a close relationship with the owners of the Berkshire Mall since the ownership changed. That's not for any reason other than there just hasn't been a real connection point. You know, traditionally, the tenants in the Berkshire Mall haven't really been active members of our organization, whether it's One Berkshire or the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce previously. You know, we do obviously continue to, you know, promote retail activity and the types of things the businesses at the mall do, but we've not had a lot of dialogue with the ownership. I think our dialogue around the mall has been more through the Regional Planning Commission that's done some work on this front and with other regional stakeholders that are trying to identify what the next life of that property might be.